and but Truman doesn't know he's being, having a film made about him. Now, the conceit of the movie is that, and this is Peter Weir's idea, he said, is that the filmmaker is putting in music that he knows into the film. It happens to be my music. So a lot of that music was written before, but some of the music was written afterwards. And I said, because I would say, Peter, why did you put that piece there? He said, well, look, that's the piece that Christoph thought should go there. So when his rebuttal to any of my questions was he blamed it on the director in the movie. We had some disagreements about it, but it didn't. It doesn't much matter because he usually won it, as usual. But by the way, did you notice that I'm in the movie?
Yes.
I'm playing the piano in the movie.
Yeah,
he threw me a bone.
Brilliant. Does that give you enough to be going on with?
And especially I remember that about three different your pre-existing music are also used for that film as well. But film musics, which for the other films.
Well, that's what Christoph liked. He pretended that Christoph had this record. In fact, you can see it in the movie. He has this record collection. It just happens to be a lot of me in the record collection.
Someone else, another question. Over here.
Hey, thanks for coming down. I've studied the sitar in India for a while, and since I've come back, I've been collaborating with Western musicians and composers, and I was wondering sort of what the main challenges you found as the Western half of the partnership would be.
Well,
weirdly, it's quite hard for me to actually.
The first thing that Ravi Shankar did was he retuned the sitar from F sharp to F, so you didn't have all the sharps to worry about. We did my first connection with him was through a film score that he was hired to do, and I was living in Paris. I was a student at the time, and he needed someone to write down the music. But he had been working with Western musicians already, and he had already begun to adapt some of his ideas for Western players. He knew how to do that. And he didn't mind doing it at all. He still sounded like Ravi Shankar. I would say that we did a piece together called Passages. Do you know that record?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. He was a very wonderful, interesting guy to work with. I was writing music with him up almost till the time he died. It was just last year. We were still doing pieces together. I would go to his house, and sometimes he was in California, sometimes I would see him in California, and he would, either he would start or I would start, and then we did the pieces like that. But what I found that he was very generous in the sense that he was willing to adapt himself to the environment that he was in. And he tried to make it possible for other people to work with him. So my advice to you, if you could do far worse than follow his way he worked, especially with an instrument as exotic as a sitar, you're going to have other problems too, of acoustical problems and balance problems. But the least problem, you shouldn't worry about the tuning that much. The African musicians that work, I work a lot with people from other parts of the world, and the first thing we have to do is figure out the tuning. That's true with the African players as well, or almost any time you start working. I was working with some Mexican Indian guys from the mountains. They don't even speak Spanish. And when I first heard it, I thought they were playing some polytonal language, and I managed to hear what they were doing, but it took a long time to hear it. And one of the problems we have with people working with instruments is learning how your players or who you work with are going to have to learn how to hear you. But you already can hear them because you grew up with it. But them hearing you is going to be a problem. The way you sit with them is going to make a difference. The way who starts and how you play, you're going to have to take the lead in that way. And to make it, once they can hear what you're doing, it's going to go much better.